All right, so since you guys are being jerks, I'm going to throw you into here, Nick, being a jerk about
what
my Ryan Day takes.
By the way, if you missed it, Josh thinks Ryan Day's on the hot seat.
Didn't say anything like that. I just said I'm curious as to what happens in year four.
I'm just curious,
I'm
you know, if Ryan Day actually got up out of his chair and I went over and felt the chair, just how hot it would be.
Maybe I've never thought about him a day in my life.
Well,
don't put me in here.
You're thinking about him now. Kevin writes in on the Equitable Bank inbox, see how good Ryan Day does with his own recruits. That was the point that I was trying to make.
Yes, because they've recruited very poorly since...
Now, again, you are taking my words, and you are twisting them, and then you're making other points with those words. That's not
You literally could say that about anyone, but haven't we seen enough proof of concept that the guy knows what he's doing?
Probably. I do think he's a good coach. I'm not saying that he's going to fall off, but I guess I'm just surprised that that beatdown of Michigan by Michigan wouldn't give anyone just a little pause to say, are we sure that he is it? That's all that I'm saying. Because it's just...
This is
the game. This is the
rivalry.
I know
it's the game, but also, I mean... Part of this was it was about time that Michigan won.
That's fair. I'm just
right. I mean, it's been so long, and Michigan had been close at least on a couple of occasions.
Though not against Ryan Day.
I think sometimes though you grade too much on a curve. I do understand your logic from the standpoint of it's a whole different ball game. We used to have the same experience here. Osborne did with Oklahoma. You know, people put a lot of stock in that game, and despite anything else that Osborne had ever done, they didn't beat Oklahoma. It was a whole different ball of wax for some people. Same thing to a very high degree with Ohio State and Michigan. So I understand, you know, hey, you lose to Michigan, you know, but it was also a really good Michigan team.
Mm-hmm. It's not as talented as Ohio State.
And it was probably about time that it happened. And by the way, there were a couple of, I think there were a few times where there were actually a few breaks that finally went Michigan's way.
Sure, definitely.
For them to win that game.
All I'm trying to say
in the
is,
manner that they did.
We've seen, and I don't mean to just keep bringing up Nebraska, so I won't do it, but we've seen other schools that have that, you know, where, like Mark Helfrich, remember Oregon, how they were really good, really good, really good, and then the bottom fell out. And again, I'm not saying that that's going to happen with Ryan Day. I've just seen too many times in college football where a coach follows the legend and keeps it going for a little longer, and then there is an inevitable drop-off. And look, a drop-off for Ohio State, we would agree, is 9-3 or 10-2. That's a drop-off.
But I would argue this. You're right in that following the legend is tough. But in a weird way...
No, I agree with you
on
this.
In a weird way, yeah. Ryan Day didn't take over from a legend. He took over from a fallen legend who had lost some of his cachet. And then we've seen in subsequent years... Ooh, something's going on with
something
old,
is wrong
with old
Herb
there. So this isn't quite like what's a great example? This isn't quite like, you know, taking over for, you know, after the Miami run.
It's not like taking over for Tom Osborne.
It's not like taking over for Tom Osborne.
Yeah.
Because Tom Osborne was arguably at the very peak of his powers when he walked away.
Yeah.
I think we can now judge, at least to some degree, in hindsight, that Urban Meyer was starting to head on the downslide.
Yes.
And we don't know if Urban, we don't know if he had decided to stay at Ohio State.
What happens in 19?
What happens in 19?
Yeah, it's a good point.
And so I think that's a part, because that's part of what impresses me about Ryan Day is. He jumped into that situation, which could have gone off the rails, and instead it was like train is on the track and just humming right along.
Ross writes in, you know what I like about him? The offense averaged 561 yards a game to lead the country, but he's not satisfied that there are things he's doing to improve the side of the ball that the average fan would have no idea about. They'll be doing things different this year on that side of the ball to improve efficiency and continue to evolve towards what the NFL teams are doing. That's the thing that I do like. I'm not, man, it's so funny. Now I feel like I have to defend myself against, you know, Ryan Day. I think he's a hell of a coach. I think he's a great coach. And I think Ohio State's going to win the conference this year. I just love when there's pressure on a guy in year four like this. What happens after you got your ass kicked by, you know, by your rival? And after especially what Harbaugh said. Like, this is an awesome opportunity for him in Ohio State. I think they're going to respond really well. But I also know that there is another path where it's like, wow, maybe Ryan Day's not. Because this all comes back to where he was ranked behind Jimbo. There's a universe where I'm like, yeah, it makes sense that Jimbo's a better, you know, considered a better coach than Ryan Day.
Even though Jimbo hasn't done anything close to what Ryan Day has accomplished in a shorter period of time.
That's true.
At Texas A&M.
That's true.
And you then could argue, well, they had Alabama in front of them. Great. But
and that's also true. But that's, I mean, yeah, Ryan Day has been a much better coach compared to Jimbo over the last 3 years. That is an inarguable point, and you'd be an idiot to argue against
34
it.
And 4.
How many times do you think you guys have said Ryan Day this segment?
A lot of times. A lot of times.
Why?
I'm just curious, because I've never thought about it, now I'm thinking about him. Hmm. And now Josh is lumping me in. Hmm.
Lump boy.
He is. Well, don't worry, Nick. We got you back. You'll be fine. Coming up, it's Dumb Debates. But next, something happened today that many people thought, hey, this was way overdue. And I wonder how it may apply to the world of college athletics when we get to that point where we start talking about cash money directly from the schools.
Ooh.
Next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey, everyone. Josh Peterson here for my friends at Kugler Vision. Speaking of money. Right now, crisp, clear vision, more affordable than ever thanks to the flexible payment plans that they have at Kugler Vision. I imagine a lot of you out there, you'll have your vision insurance. I imagine a lot of you, you'll have those flexible payment plans, but every single year you are having to get new glasses. Your prescription is changing and the cost adds up. I cannot imagine. I don't want to do the math. On how many times I had to go to the eyeglasses store when I was growing up, when I was a teenager, when I was an adult. And how much money either my parents spent or I spent on those glasses. You don't have to do that anymore. And, of course, that is where Kugler Vision comes in. You can give them a call today at 402-558-2211. You can also visit their website, kuglervision.com. Schedule a consultation. Imagine you, like me, 4 years ago. A lot of questions. Well, they will have all of the answers for you. Find out why there are more than just LASIK procedures that they offer, what those mean, and how they could help you and fix your vision moving forward. If you've been told that you cannot have LASIK, you don't qualify for it, you're stuck with bad vision, do not believe it. Connect with Kugler Vision today. Give them a call at 402-558-2211.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.